Hey, Leo?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Leo, how you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. I understand you were speaking with Pearl. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
The question they had her, she said, she's gonna look it up, later she said he's gonna pass me someone else that know better, so.
Okay. What was the question?
The question I was saying, what is the price? Because she's like telling me like, you can put the company on Google, but it's a different to Flowray and how much is for leads. So I mean, so that was the question.
Got it. Yeah, it is a flat rate month to month. So we wouldn't be charging you for leads unless you want to be in the lead program. But your company's just
So
Go ahead.
you have two options to be only on Google and don't care leads, and the other one, there are SIP leads.
Exactly.
So what's the difference? Yeah, I get it. What's the difference? What's the price?
So the Google guarantee position, it's pay per lead. The price depends on how many leads you want guaranteed to you each month. For the other program, Google Places, those are the three guys that show up next to the map when you look up lawn care or landscaping. That one's $249 month to month.
The one don't receive leads.
I mean, you will still get leads, Leo. It's just they're not leads that we're like pre-screening and handing them to you. So the leads would come through
Okay,
as like a
and
live
then
call.
my question, the leads that you send it to how many people do you send it that lead?
We only send it to one person on both platforms. You know, when you're on the first page of Google, the customer is able to call you as a live call. So the one you're not paying per lead, we're not getting in there selling the information to people. You know, they could just find you when they look up landscaping and see your reviews, see the website, see you're the top recommended guy, and they could just call you from there. Like if you pulled out your phone right now and just looked up lawn care or landscaping on your phone, you'll see business owners that are doing this right there on Google.
Oh,
They're paying for the advertisement so they show up on your phone as an option.
okay. And what is the price?
That one's $249 month to month without any
But
contract.
no, that one is no, don't
No
get any
leads.
leads, right?
Well, you're not paying per lead. We have another system called Google Guarantee, Leo, where you pay per lead. And what we're doing is we're pre-screening the customer. So we'll interview the customer, make sure they actually have a job that you're interested in based on what you tell us you're looking for. And then we'll connect you to them on a live call. And then if you set an appointment and you agree to go out and meet with them, we charge you the lead fee for that lead. That's how that system works.
What's the price?
Well, the cost per lead differs. I can get you the lead cost right now. Give me one second. It's usually going to be more expensive than doing the local listings, though. The more affordable route is typically to get your own website built and get listed independently. So, give me one second. Landscaping, Vancouver, Washington. Okay, yeah, the average cost per lead for a landscaper, and this is also going all the way to like Portland, you know, it's $71 a lead. They're pretty
Jesus,
expensive.
expensive.
Yeah, 'cause those leads, like the way Google does it with Google Guarantee, we're actually getting on the phone with the customer and making sure that they have an actual job. So like if you said, "Hey, I'm looking for a landscape contract, a commercial landscape contract for like the apartment buildings around here," the people who inquire about it or trying to get the contract with the landscaper, we'd be communicating with them, making sure that it's actually a deal that you would want and that you would be able to help them. And then we bring you on the phone with them. to take the lead. And so you would set the appointment to go out and meet or do the landscaping, and then they would deduct the $71. But to say, hey, you pay $71 for that, that could be a contract where you end up going back there like twice a month for the next 6 months or a year, you know?
I know, but like example, if you sell me $75 for lawn care, even for lawn care for residential, mm-hmm. this is customer, this is how much they don't want to pay. Even we have some customer they pay $50 each visit. So
yeah, no, I agree. I'm great with math, you know, and that's why I was not recommending.
So if I pay $70, how much you say $71?
It's $71 a lead. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I pay $71 a lead and I want to cut, and it's going to be yard maintenance, so you think I make some money?
No, it's not worth it. That's why I'm not recommending the pay-per-lead service to you. I was recommending the 249 service where we just list you. We build your website, and then the customers can contact
for then this is $7,200, what, how much?
$249 for the whole month of being up there, and we create
and then
a Facebook page, a website.
What's the benefits to be there?
Well, so right now,
what's the goals that you say? Okay, if you cannot be there, I cannot give you. You gonna get like 5 customer a month. So if I get 5 customer a month, the 270. It kind of works for me. But if you say, oh, that's for advertising, so really I pay $270 to be there to show what? I'm a last keep in this, but I don't get any customers. So it's kind of like put a sign outside on my property, and then I say, oh, I'm going to do this service, but I don't get anything from that. So you get my point?
I get your point, but it's really not valid. I mean, you're talking about like, okay, why would I put my business on Google?
But yes. But my question is, what's the benefits to be me paying tools? Because it's not a year, it's a month. So
yes, month
I want you answer me.
So 1 month at a time. I'm not gonna guarantee you a certain amount of leads. Because that I would be learning.
Yeah, but you tell me the experience on the customer that you had it, or the people that you put in there, okay, that's just what you're going to get. Maybe you're going to get maybe 3 or 4 customers. You tell me you're the one selling this, so you tell
me.
Yeah,
but I can't do that because all we're doing is we put you up there, and then if the customers contact you from there, you guys take it from there. So you could get 100 leads, your bill's still $249. You can get 5 leads, and your bill's still $249. That's just how it works at that placement.
Yes,
so you're asking me to promise you something, but I'm gonna tell you.
No, I don't say it.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Okay. You asked me a question, and the reality is this: if I tell you, hey, you're gonna get 10, and then you get 8, you're gonna cancel because I lied to you. Anybody that tells you, Leo, I guarantee you, you're going to get 10 or 12 or 15. They're lying to you, brother. They're just trying to get you to buy the product. They're just trying to sell you on it. Now, are there guys on Google right now? If you go open your phone, you type in landscaping, you'll see all the businesses up there that are doing this. And they're doing it every month because they're making money from it. If they're not making money from it, they're going to cancel it. It's month to month. So that means next month he's saying, I'm not going to pay my money because last month didn't go good. Okay. But what most guys do is they stay up there. Some of them even year round when it starts raining, they're still up there because they're making money. It makes more sense for them to be up there throughout the year than any other form of marketing. Is Google. Everybody's going to look at Google. They're going to look at your website. They want to see work that you've done in the past. They're going to look at your reviews. And then they're going to call you. Right now, if you do that search, if your next-door neighbor goes to Google and does a search for a landscaper, they don't even see you as an option. Your chances of getting that job is zero. We are going to fix that. It's $249 a month to fix that. and it's month to month without you signing a contract. We're also building a website for you. We're also building a Facebook page and running Facebook ads, so you have opportunities to get leads from Facebook as well. And that's all part of that 249 service. So you don't have to keep it forever. Even if you leave us, at least you still exist on Google for people to be able to look you up. But I'm telling you, it's been the most profitable way to market. Even Home Advisor by Angie's, Leo, puts themselves on Google to get the leads they're selling to you now. You're already buying leads from people who are searching on Google, but you have somebody in the middle, and they're selling it to two or three other guys. So why not put yourself up there for people to see Leo's Landscaping with your own website? They could call you directly without you having to pay a lead fee for every single one, and the leads are going to three or four other people.
Well, I totally make sense, but the question that I ask you, you don't respond. You go over and over and over and over.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you, hey, you're going to get 5 leads. Hey, you're going to get 10 leads. Well, I'm not going to tell you you're going to get 100 leads. I'm not even going to tell you you're going to get one. It's very simple
that I question, that I had it for you. I say, hey, what's the experience that you had with the customer that do the basic stuff like
I answered that though. Google advertising is the number one way to market. So what is my experience going to be when it comes to marketing? You're asking me, how has Google worked for marketing? I'm telling you, it's the number one way. Even Home Advisor by Angie's List uses Google for marketing to get the leads they sell to you now. So Google is the number one way. Everybody uses Google when they're looking for something, whether it's a landscaper or anything else. So it's the number one way. That's my experience. That's the truth. There is no better way to market your company. If I was to start a company today, the first thing I would do is I would build a website and I would start running some advertisements so I can get customers coming in.
Okay, but it's 240 something is kind of like expensive, you know?
It's as low as I can go, Leo. It's normally $499. The guys that you're seeing up there right now, they're bigger companies than you, and I get that. That's why I dropped the pricing, but $249 is as low as I can go. That's going completely into running your advertisement. Not to mention building your website. If you cancel after a month, we would actually lose money at the price that I gave you. But I don't think you're going to leave. I think you're going to keep coming back and keep using it. So eventually it'll make sense for us. But in the beginning, we're not going to make any money off of this when I give it to you for $249. It's just for us to get your foot in the door. Once your foot's in the door and you see it working, it'll sell itself to you every month. I don't have to convince you that it works, you know?
Okay.
Look at the guys that are there now. Simple Lawns, Landscape Design. These guys are getting calls every day. Jay's Custom Landscaping, Inc. Dan Schaff Landscaping. You know, and then you could also advance into Google Guarantee later. And you could do the pay per lead later if you want to get even bigger. I don't know how many employees you have or how big you want the company to get. But System Pavers is on a bigger campaign. They're spending like $1,000 a month. You know, just running ads all over the place. Same with Rick's Custom Fence and Decking. So this is just the start for you.
Okay.
So if I could approve that pricing structure at $249 month to month.
If I want to keep for the leads, that one, I still cutting the a customer from Google or is only for the lead?
Yeah, you can run them both together, but I wouldn't recommend doing that now. I would say start with this. Make sure you can handle it. It might be more than enough to where you don't need something else. You don't need the leads, you know? And then, but if you want to run them both together, you could do them both together at the same time, or you could run Google Guarantee. The Google Guarantee guys are right at the top of the screen. They have a little green check mark. The guys that are doing it now is like Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And All Seasons.
Okay.
Cleaning Services. So they're at the top too. But I don't think you need that right now. You know, I don't know why that she brought up leads to you. It just doesn't make sense if you're a smaller company for you to be paying per lead right now. You should be avoiding those. Just expensive.
Yep.
If you have the crew, though, you know what I mean? Like, if you have the crew and you're like, okay, you know, $71 a lead and I'm focused on commercial contracting leads, if I have, like, six trucks, then, yeah, I'm going to buy those leads all day long. Dude, I want to keep those guys busy as much as I can, you know?
Okay. Well, let me think about it, and then maybe I can get back to you later this week, or, you know.
Well, the only time we call out is when there's a spot open. But let me show you something. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
All right, here. Look, I want to show you so you could see it. It makes more sense if you could see it. I'm going to send you a text message. I just sent it right now. It's going to take a second to come through. And the websites, too. I'll send you some website examples. The websites are super nice. Just the website by itself is worth more than $249 for your business. You know.
So the website, there will be what, like a whole page for, like customer can find me on Google?
Yeah, like we're going to build you your own .com. It'll be like Leo's Landscaping Washington or leoslandscaping.com. And then that'll be attached to your Google business profile that they see. So they'll be able to see the website, your reviews, your business name, address, your phone numbers there. We could hide your address if you do business from home, but the website is its own thing, but it is going to be attached to your profile, so that way the customers can see it. We want them to be able to not only see your top recommended, but then they can go in there and see pictures of stuff you've done in the past, you know? We could help you develop a logo for the business. That way your company has a logo. We have all
I
that.
I already have a logo.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then we'll attach your logo to the website. I just sent you some website examples, too, so you could see how they're fully customized.
And then, example, when if I decide, like, example, you say that you've been hiring a customer, they cancel the, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. I have guys that I hate it when it happens, too, because they'll go, oh, I'm booked up for the next 6 months, so I don't want to keep paying you every month. And it's like, okay, well, thanks. We got you all this work, and now you're leaving us. But, you know, we don't go delete all their stuff. We just, they're just not going to be on the first page anymore because we're not doing the programming to keep you up there.
But they're still there.
Yeah, I mean, people will still be able to look you up by name. Like if they look up Leo's Landscaping, they'll still be able to see all that Google business profile, the website.
And then, like example, when I call a customer, they're going to show the number or the name of the company.
What do you mean, when you call a customer?
Like example, when you're registered already, the name, I mean the number for the name of the company,
yeah,
they're already automatic showing the business name on the company. Like example, if I call you, and then if the phone is already registered like for the company, they're gonna show out Leo's Landscaping, you know?
Yeah, it's coming to you directly, Leo. What they do sometimes, too, is they'll put, like, a tracking number. A lot of businesses get a tracking number. And then the tracking number, it's cool because they call it. It goes to your phone in real time. So it'll call your phone directly. But what you do is you save the tracking number in your phone as, like, Google lead or, like, job, you know? So that way when your phone rings from the customers calling you off of Google, you know right there as it's ringing, like, hey, that's a customer. That's not, like, some random scam call calling me, you know?
Okay.
That's how they do it. Instead of having to buy a whole nother business phone, they get a Google Voice number, you know?
My question, like, example, I have some friends that already have a Google account, and then even I don't register their name. When they call me, if I don't have their number, they saw on my phone, oh, it's a Legendary Roof Solution or something.
Oh,
even
the caller ID. Yeah, we can register a Google Voice number to have your business name attached to it. So that way you show up on the caller ID as Leo's Landscaping. That's also part of the Google Voice number. It works both ways. It works when they're calling you, but also when you call them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some customer, when you call them, and then the company is not like...
Yeah, they just see your name. They just see Leo or something, or they might see spam or something. You know,
yeah,
but
like, you
know, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, the tracking number helps with that too, though. The Google Voice number can be registered to your business. So when you call them with that Google Voice number, it'll actually show as Leo's Landscaping. They'll know it's you.
Okay.
And I can include that for you. It'll be no extra charge. That'll just be a part of the service.
Okay. And there will be $240.
It'd be $249 month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So today would be your first day. Your next bill wouldn't even be due until September 18th. And then on the 18th, the bill's not going to go up. It's going to stay $249. And we send you everything in writing. And we also have an app
and
a tracking system.
And then
you could download
the
app.
So the good things to have this one is kind of half the page on Google, right?
Yeah, you want to be on the first page. 90% of searches will stop on the first page. Most people don't go to page two when they're looking for any company because the top guys are already right there, you know? So you're going to be on the first page, and they'll be able to contact you directly from there.
Okay. And then the customer, they're going to call me or, like, example, they can, I don't know how that works, but like, example, I have when I start my business, well, I start business like 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a couple years ago, when the pandemic started, I started using, Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I had it like
anything with Angie's, Leo, I'm telling you, man, you're going to love this. You'll probably cancel it.
Yeah, like example, I mean, I don't use it right now because I already study like customer, like I use for like a year and then, you know, what I did, I kind of build, by the first year, you pay whatever lease you receive, you pay. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so what happened the first year when I use it, you know, I learned how to use it. And then, I kept like, it's like 35 year reviews. And then since I don't have a Google page, customer, they always, sometimes they want to do some reviews and they put it on the Angie. So, you know, is...
Yeah, so Google, you'll have your own place for people to write reviews, you know? And that's why we should start working on this as soon as possible, because you've been in business for how long? And you don't have, you know, all those reviews that you could have had by now? You could have a whole different company if we would have started working on this a long time ago. And it's just so much easier for you to just tell people, hey, look me up. You could just look me up. I'm a real business. You could see all the stuff I've done. You could see my history. You could see my reviews. It just makes it so much easier for you to land jobs. Not only are we putting you in front of people at the time that they're looking for landscapers, but then you have all those reviews and everything. It would just make it that much easier for you to get work all the time.
Yeah. And then, like when they call, or like example, they call Angie first or in their, like, temple.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that. Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Not with this system. If you want to do Google Guarantee later, the pay-per-lead system, we do answer the phone and talk to them, and then we hand them off to you to make sure that, you know, it's actually a customer before we charge you a lead fee for it, you know? So with that system, we do answer it. But with this one, the $249 month-to-month, we're not answering it. They could just call you directly. And that's what they're going to do. They just call your business right off the first page.
Oh, okay.
So you'll just have the customer calling you live, like, hey, can you come help me? And you guys can go from there.
And with the experience that you had with the other customer, like they buy something like I maybe going to buy for you,
mm-hmm.
what is why they're cutting some customer from you guys, or?
Yeah, I mean, if you go, like I said, it helps a lot because it's not something that you can hold, right? But if you go on your phone and you just typed in landscaper Vancouver and you see all these businesses that are up there, you know, those, every business you see that pops up on your phone with their listings, their reviews, their website, they're paying for it. They're doing this. And they're not going to be doing this for years. Some of these guys have been doing it like 5-10 years straight. They're not going to pay for that every month if they're not seeing customers coming in and making money. Google is the best way to make money because nobody's just typing in landscaper for fun. They're looking for somebody to help them do landscaping, you know? So those are actual opportunities, and then they're seeing your name and they can contact you directly from there. It's like the yellow pages 20 years ago, only way better. Like everybody has one right in their pocket. Does that make sense? Like you're kind of asking me like, what's the success of Google advertising if I do it? But it's been proven for the last 17 years that that's the best way for companies to advertise and get customers. It's not a new thing. It's been number one for a long time. There's literally nothing better that you could do.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. It's literally like you're catching people who are looking for a landscaper. You want your name there and you want to get those calls from those people. The only way to get your name there and get the calls from the people is to build the website and for us to put it up there.
So, I'm looking on the message that you sent me.
Oh, yeah. So I sent you the pricing page so you could see it. But the first one that says pricing, I don't know if you clicked on that one or the website ones with the website examples. But the package that I'm putting you on, Leo, it's the platinum. It's the very last one down. It's $599 a month. I give it to you for $249 month to month if you come on board with us today. And then you keep that deal, too. It's not going to go back up. So you're getting the website, the Facebook ads, the Google Places placed on the first page of Google. We're even putting you on Bing, Amazon Alexa, Yelp, Yellow Pages. I mean, you're going to have other ways of getting leads, not just Google, but most of your leads are going to come from Google. That's the most popular one. But we try to complete your online listings. Like, we want you to make money, so that way you keep coming back every month. So we use all those tools to try to get leads and customers coming in for you.
So what's the price on you said that you came in?
It's going to be $249. So it's $1 less than $250 per month.
And that was, and what is the regular price?
It's $599. It's the platinum package. It's the last package down on the pricing page if you scroll all the way down.
Oh, $599?
Yeah, it says most popular platinum, local bundles with Facebook ads, and it has it there, $599. It even says there's a $299 setup fee in the fine print. I've waived all of that just to get your foot in the door. Like, I know you have Home Advisor. I know you spend money on other stuff. So I'm like, okay, let me just make it affordable. It's like the lady at the Sam's Club or the Costco. You know, you try this, and then if you like it, the box is right there. You can keep going. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm like, here, let me help this business owner. I'll try to give it to you as cheap as Google will allow us to get it to you and get your foot in the door. You know, if you see you're making money, you spend $250, but you get, you know, 10 customers, then you're not going to have a problem. Keep spending $250 every month, right?
Yeah.
So that's the approach. That's the offer.
Okay, and then I know you cannot promise anything.
I won't, because I'd be lying to you, man. Like, I hate that there's people in this industry that do what I do, and they tell the business owner, yeah, pay $249, and in 2 weeks, you're going to have 10 calls, 10 jobs. And then they go, okay, and they sign up, and then, you know, maybe they get 3 jobs. And they're just like, what the heck, dude? The guy lied to me to get me to buy it. But the reality is they don't control how many you get. I'm not saying that you can't get 5, or that you won't get five. I'm just not going to guarantee you you're going to get five. The only time I can guarantee you is if you're using the program Google Guarantee where you're buying the leads, because then we're actually talking to the people and we're making sure that there's actually jobs coming in, versus this one, we're just posting you. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. And then if you give me the other one, if you give me three leads, there will be, well, if I get four leads, that's how much I pay a man, right?
Exactly. That's why I was recommending this. Because the leads are going to be high. With the other one, they actually want you to start out with 13 leads when you first sign up for the program. So really, even though it's $71 a lead, just to even start it, you're going to wind up paying like $919, it says. And
wow.
that's after you pass the background check, too. Like Google Guarantee, they do the background check. They ask you for your social security, your EIN, all that stuff. Sorry, my alarm's going.
Yeah, I have all the stuff.
I'm just saying it's a process.
I have to do all this stuff on Angie.
Nah, Angie's not like Google though. Google's different. Google, what they're gonna do is they're gonna say, hey, it's $250 to do a background check.
I'm talking about the price. I'm talking about
Just the background check.
Yeah.
I know what you meant, Leo. I've been doing it for 12 years. So like Angie used to be called Service Magic a long time ago, and then Home Advisor, and then Angie. So,
yeah.
I know what you're saying, but this background check's a little harder. I know you'll pass it. The main thing they look for is just you didn't have any felonies in the last 7 years.
Before you was getting leads or everything, you have to pass a background check. Otherwise, they don't put you on the page.
Yeah, same thing with this one. But what I'm trying to get at is like, if $249 is expensive, then we don't even need to be talking about leads, because you know they want $250 for the background check, then they want 13 leads to start. So you're paying $250 plus $919. You're going to be spending like $1,170 right out of the gate to do that one. With this one, it's $249, and you might actually like this one better. Some people don't like the leads and would rather just be up there and let the people call them directly. You know what I mean?
And then,
And if you want to upgrade, then we could always upgrade you later. But let's make you money first. Like if we could start small, start making money, then you could use that money to get the bigger package if you want to do that later, instead of just trying to throw your own money at the bigger package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then
You're not the first business I started, man. I've started 1,000 businesses in the last 12 years.
So pretty much what I understand with the basic that you offer me right now, $240 is the Google page, the Facebook Facebook thing, also.
The website, the Google voice number,
and then
phone number, and
even
then also Facebook ads. You're going to be on Bing. That's why I wanted you to see the pricing page, because there's a lot of things we're doing. It's not just like one thing. Here you go. We're going to do a lot of things.
And then for doing all that page, that I will be talking to you or to who? Because first one with the person that called me.
Yeah.
How you guys get my...
Hey, your English is good. Let me tell you. Mi esposa es salvadoreña. She's been here 9 años. She don't speak English good at all. So your English is good. But what I'll do is I'll actually set you up with a bilingual representative.
You have to understand, like, to be on any kind of business, you have to speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Your English is good.
You cannot be out there with kind of going, kind of do an estimate and say, hey, wait a minute, let me get a translate. The customer said, like, how we can understand when we're explaining the job, and then maybe they don't understand. So, you know.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, though, Leo, is I have bilingual representatives in-house that speak Spanish and English, and I think it would be good if I have them be like the account manager, where if you want to put yourself up there maybe for some Spanish keywords, too.
I don't need any kind of other the Spanish language for translator or anything. I totally understand everything what you're saying.
Well, here, I'll send you my direct number and extension right now. I'll text that over to you. And then you'll have me, and then there's a whole team of people, too. So if I'm ever out, like I'm going to take my family to Yosemite on the 27th all the way through Labor Day weekend. We're going to be in Yosemite. So I'll be out, but we have a huge company. There's like 500 people that work here right across the street from Google.
But my question is like, for example, if I want to move for who's going to be in task A, I want you send me the Google, your logo company, how you want me send you your information, more information, because
it'll be me and my team. Like I have a team that'll help as well. So that way nothing gets missed. So it won't just be me. There's going to be others that'll be on top of it too. Like they might say, hey, Google sent you this pin in the mail. Can you check your mail?
And
when
then,
you get home?
So, to make sure we understand and also you understand and I understand very much me. If I decide, like, example, I open the account and we move for, and the next month, I don't see any results. Maybe several customer I receive it from Google.
Yeah.
And I decide, you know what, man, I try to be honest with you because to be a mere business or like example, like a big example for you guys. So you guys be on the business, what's your basic stuff, your goals. Your goals is get more people in getting on Google and make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with me. I cannot be paying something that I don't make money, you know?
Oh, we know that. Yeah. And we're not gonna make
like
money
example,
if you don't make money, Leo. Like, it's month to month.
This is what I say.
Yeah,
so,
like you can cancel any time. So we don't want to cancel.
Like example, I can put you a very small example. Like example, I had I pay to be on Angie, I pay $140 a year to be on active on, even I don't have to, turn all the lead. I turn all the app only when I'm want to receive leads, you know, like, and then I pay for leads. It's on basis on what I'm doing. I pay between $40 to $60 for each lead, you know, and then the leads is no guarantee it's going to be final job for you because, and I think you should understand and also, you know, customer, even they don't.
That's exactly what I was telling
they don't receive only one estimate. All the customer, they're getting at least three estimates
you, like, oh, I can't guarantee you jobs because I don't know if that person might have called somebody before they called you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Guarantees it to you is lying. The only person who can guarantee you the job is the business owner or the homeowner that's calling you. They're the only ones who can give you the check with the money. You know?
Yes, exactly. And even if I receive a lead from you or whatever or customer, for like example, if I receive maybe 10 calls from Google and I close 5, or seven and be so happy. Like, and I don't say you have to tell me, oh, you can. So
yeah,
I explain
that's very
to you.
Doable. Yeah.
Yeah,
it,
I explain to you.
It is very doable to get 5 to 7.
I explain to you, like, hey, if I don't receive any call or anything on 1 month and say, hey, and I don't exactly, and then all the job that you already do, create the Google account and everything, that stuff, they can stay with me or you guys delete it or what?
No, I told you earlier too, we don't delete it. It'll still be there for them to look you up.
Oh, okay.
They just have to type in your name. Like, if they're looking for landscaping, though, because we won't do the programming anymore if you stop paying. So if they look up landscaping, they won't see you. But if they look up Leo's landscaping, they'll still see it with all your reviews and everything. It'll still be there. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
You want me to get your profile set up?
Yeah, let's do. I mean, you know, a lot of times, sometimes you spend money on something else. Let me spend this one on the profile, and on the business.
In 2025, like, how do you have a business in 2025? People can't even look you up, see your reviews or your website.
Well, because you know, because I tell you this, you know, I you know, when you have like kind of set up. You already set up kind of like the way you're working, but I totally get it right now. You have to be on Google and you have to be there. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's even if I cancel the Maui servers, people can still do some reviews on Google, right?
Correct. Yeah, you'll still have a Google business profile they can review.
Okay.
Write reviews. All right, so I'm going to create your profile now, Leo. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this is the company name.
Okay.
And the phone number, yeah.
Okay, we can get you that tracking number too, but if you already have one and you just want to use that one, we can use that one as well. And then last name?
It's Herrera.
Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A?
Yeah, Herrera Zarco.
Okay. Oh, hyphenated, what's the second last name?
It's Zarco, it's...
Z-A-R-C-O?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So Leo Herrero Zarco.
Yeah.
I like that. Leo Zarco sounds cool. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and the receipt?
Do you want me to send my Gmail?
Yeah, your email address. Because I have to email you and text you everything in writing. That way you have it. And then Google advertising is a business expense. So when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you'll get it back.
Yeah.
Yep, you get the money back.
I mean, a lot of times they say they will get the money back, but they want to
take
it.
They really just take it off what you owe, yeah. A lot of times they just say, hey, you owe this, and then they just take it off what you owe.
You're maximized. You would, you have like 4 or 3 depends. You make more than one.
Yeah, I know. Uncle Sam, they're Jewish.
Yeah,
they're, So, no, I'm a Catholic. That's not how we do things, the Jewish people. They get you.
Yeah.
But what's your email? I have to send you everything in writing and the receipt.
I text you the my email address already.
Okay, perfect. I didn't see it. I got to go into the other side. Oh, here it is. I got it. Zarco85IHZ.
Yeah.
It's .IIHZ at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, let me update it. And then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. They have an address for you here already, but I just want to make sure that this is accurate. It's 6300 Northeast 32nd Street in Vancouver, Washington. And that's 98661.
Yeah, Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I could hide this address from your profile. Do you want me to hide your address?
Why, is any issues with a previous customer or what?
I mean, for me, if you do business from home, I say don't post it because, I mean, you don't, there's no reason for them to have it. You know what I mean? And there's evil people out there. I mean, there's no reason for them to know where you live. You're going to go to
them
anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm not gonna
have everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll hide it. But it'll still say Vancouver, Washington, and it'll still have the 98661 on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to build a website for you. I know you said earlier you had a logo. If you could send the logo in, you could text it or you could send it to this email address that I'm going to text to you right now. And then also, like, any pictures. Like, if you have some really good jobs you remember that you've done over the last, like, couple years, you know, if you could get pull those pictures together and send them to us, we'll use them for, like, Facebook, for your website.
Do you want me to put it on the text message that I send you, the email?
Yeah. I texted you an email. You could do it that way, too, but I texted you an email address, and that one's kind of better if you're going to send a lot of photos, and that way the photos, the quality is good. It's calidad.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I sent that to you, though, too. I just texted over, and that could basically be your homework. Like, you could just do that, you know, tonight or the following days. Just keep sending them in as new jobs come in. Just always remember to keep uploading pictures because you send those pictures to us, and then we'll put them on all the platforms instead of you having to sit down on the computer and upload them to each one, you know?
Okay.
And then, all right, so I have your profile created. We're going to want to interview you. The interview, it's going to take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to interview you tomorrow?
The interview for what, like?
Because they're going to want to go over, like, all the services that you provide, the area that you cover. Like, we don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they're also going to want to get an idea on how you want the website to look. I texted you some website examples to, like, give you a head start, but they're going to want to know how you want the website to look. And then, you know, we just want to pick your brain and make sure it's set up properly so that way once it's up and running, you know, you're getting the right phone calls.
Can you give me, like, 1 second?
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just saying, we just needed time to do the interview so that way we could customize the campaign for you.
Okay.
So tomorrow, we could do any time tomorrow between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the only time we can't do is 12 to 1 because they're going to be out to lunch at that time. So.
Okay.
What works
well,
best
tomorrow, I can be on the area of the auto get reception, like, really good. So
oh,
that will be on Wednesday. Yeah.
Ah, okay. I can push it to Wednesday, but I want to get things going as soon as possible, you know? You're paying me today.
Yeah, but, like, tomorrow I have I have to be there with the customer at 9 in the morning, and then I don't care reception. It's like 40 minutes from here, and it's on the
dang.
On the
okay
on
what
the,
about you said 9 in the morning. What if we call you at like 8 and then you could just talk over the phone with us while you're on the way there? It's a 40 minute drive. It's all over
well,
the phone.
I have to drive.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. I don't
drive.
Want you to put the phone to your ear though if you don't have a hands free.
Wednesday anytime after 9.
All right. So how about 9? You want to go 9 to 10 or 10 to 11?
Let's do a 10.
10 to 11?
Yeah.
All right. I got you. I'm going to schedule the appointment. I'm going to send you an invitation to your email, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before. So I'll text you at 9 o'clock as a reminder so you don't forget. I'll give you like a heads up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Leo, how do you want to do that?
With the Visa.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, this under my name.
Okay. So it says Leo Herrera dash Zarco?
No, it's Leonardo Herrera Zarco.
Oh, it says Leonardo?
No, it's Leono.
Leono? So L-E-O-N-O?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me update. I just don't want it to decline, because if the name doesn't match, it'll decline it. Does the card say Leo's Landscaping as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me add the business name. And then is the billing address going to be the same as the street address for your Google verification letter?
Yeah.
Like the address for the card, it's the same, the 6300 Northeast 32nd Street?
Yeah.
All right, Leo. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
What are you on? Go ahead. So, the business card is 4002.
4002.
Yeah. 6630.
6630.
0044.
0044.
6117.
6117. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
It's 0730.
0730, and then 3-digit code on the back.
A44.
844. Okay. And then, so the first month's payment is going to be set up to process today. It's August 18th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree
okay.
to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right.
And then making sure all the page that you're going to clear, even in case they cancel, that I will keep it, right?
Yeah, so like the domain name for the website, if you cancel and you're like, hey, I want to keep the website, you can buy that website outright. But I do want to tell you this too ahead of time. All websites need a host. You know that, right?
What's that?
Like a host? Like every website has a host. So somebody's paying like a monthly fee to keep the website up and running. If we stop, like you stop paying, we can make you an option. Like if you cancel it and you want to keep the website and keep the hosting, you could still be paying for the hosting. It's like $49 a month. While you're using our service, we don't charge you for it. But if you cancel and want to keep the site, you got to have a host for your website. You know that? That's everybody that has a website has to have a host for their site.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, if you Google like website hosting or ask Siri like, hey Siri, what is website hosting? It'll tell you. Like any time you buy a website from like Google or GoDaddy or Wix, any of those sites, you'll pay for the name, like the leoslandscaping.com. It'll be like 100, 200 bucks depending on what they want for it. And then they'll say, okay, then it's $20 or $50 or $40 a month for the hosting to keep the site active. So obviously you're not going to cancel, but I just want to disclose that with you because it's going to tell you that in the paperwork. Like if you cancel, but you want to keep the site and the hosting to keep the website active, you could do it through us for $50 a month, or you could find somebody else to do the hosting for you on that domain.
No puedes encontrar los tornillos, papo.
Does it make sense? Leo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was just saying, like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. You can't disappear on me like that, because if it doesn't make sense, I'm not going to run this payment right now. I'm not going to take your money in if you don't agree. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I agree. So,
okay.
All right.
I'm going to process the payment right now. When the payment goes through, you're going to start getting text messages and emails from our company. Okay. So it's going to have like a receipt, an outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to have to sign off on it from your phone there. It'll also give you like a username and a password because we have an app you can download.
Mm-hmm.
And the app will help you keep track of like all your leads and everything. So you'll get your own username and password so you can keep track of all the jobs you're getting from the placement.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment right now.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. Okay, the payment went through.
Okay.
All right, so let me know when you get the text messages. And then once you get all the text messages, you have everything in writing there. So you could sign off on that, and we're basically good to go until Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'll call you, and then I'll introduce you to a bilingual representative who's going to help me with maintaining your account. Okay? So then he'll do the client interview with you. He'll walk you through that whole client interview process.
I text you back with my name because you put it wrong.
Oh, it's like Leonel.
Yeah.
My apologies.
You put Leono.
I know, I got it. I'll fix it right now. I don't know why I didn't catch that. Like, I've never met a Leono before, but Leonel. All right, I got you. Let me fix this. Okay, boom. It's good now. And then I will update the... terms and conditions. Don't sign that one. I'm going to send a new one with the name the right way. You don't like it with the hyphen in it usually either, huh?
Say it again?
You don't like the hyphen between the two names? You just put them like just next to each other, like Herrera, Zarco?
Yeah, they're a last name. They're one last name for my dad and Western.
No. I know. But like I said, my wife is from El Salvador. Like, she's Salinas Rodriguez. Well, now she's Hill, right? She has my easy last name. But before they used to put, like, Salinas and then a hyphen and then Rodriguez, you know? Like, the hyphen is just a little dash in the middle. And the reason I'm asking is because when you sign this, if you don't put the dash in there, it's not going to accept it. Like, it has to match up with exactly what I put in there.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Let's see. So I'm just going to do it without it. I'm going to basically just have it exactly how you texted it to me. All right, here it comes. There's a new one. And if you don't mind me asking, I didn't really get into this with you. How many, is it just you or do you have guys that are working with you?
No, I have guys working for me.
Okay. They're good guys?
Yeah, they're good guys, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. They might ask you questions about those guys if you do Google Guarantee later. So that's why I'm asking. You know.
Yeah, no, is one, he's my son, and the other ones, their work is the.
Oh, okay.
I know them for a long time, so you know, I honestly don't bring people. I fired one a couple months ago because where I live, he's on the trucks. I have two trucks that with two trailers and everything. Mm-hmm. So they saw, they was looking for a job, and they saw I'm a landscaper, and they come and they asked me. And by that time, well, right now we still need like maybe two more, but I have to get the right people. I don't want to bring people that I don't know.
Yeah. You know what's going to help you get those guys?
Uh-huh.
To get the good workers is having good reviews on Google, and they can see you're a good company. Then the good workers want to work for you.
The sooner I open the Google account, all the people they do reviews on Angie, I still doing some job for them. So I was thinking the sooner I open the account, I can ask them to review on Google.
100%. That's why I wanted to do the client interview tomorrow. I want to get everything going as fast as we can. And there's a way in the app, you can go in and you can just get their phone number and you could send them a text message through your app. And that text message will be like, tell us about your experience with Leo's Landscaping. And it'll have the 5-star, and then they could just write a little paragraph and submit the review like that. And real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'll show you how to do that. I guess we can wait until Wednesday. But I highly recommend, even just tonight, if you go to your app store on your phone, our company is Local Splash. So just look up Local Splash on the app store and download the app. And then they already texted you the username and your password so you can log in. And it'll be pretty empty until we have everything up and running, but at least get familiar with that, you know what I mean? And then that way, you have it right there on your phone. You could always track your leads. If a customer calls you and you forgot about who they are or what you did for them, it's all right there. And then at the end of the month, if you're going, hey, what am I paying these guys $249 for every month? You can go in there and you can see all the leads we got you from Facebook, from Google, from the other platforms where they came from. You can see your website we built for you in there. If you ever want to change anything on your website, you can communicate live through there too. So I don't know.
I always, when I receive a call for a customer, mm-hmm. I keep in track. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get a customer, even customer can go on Google,
mm-hmm.
and then, on Angie. And they can see my profile and they call me directly and say they kind of request Angie or anything. I've been having customer like that. And you don't get extra charge because customer call you directly.
Right.
But I get a note, but right now with you guys, I get a note, for example.
Yeah, it's going to be like automatic. You have the recording of the calls in there.
Yeah, like example right now, I will get a note, I received maybe 3 calls and say, how you get it? Then they're going to tell me, I get it from Google.
Exactly. It'll already be in there, on the tracking system, though, too. So, when they call you off Google, if they use, there's a little phone icon. I don't know if you've ever seen that on your phone. When you look up something and then you see the little phone number and you just push the phone and it starts calling right away. When people do that, it'll actually record the call. So in your tracking system, in your app, you could go in there, you could hear yourself talk to those people. And you could hear the whole sale and everything. And it'll even have a section where it types it all out for you. The AI types out the conversation. So you could even read the conversation between you and the customer, So these are all good tools, Leo. The longer you use it, the more familiar you're going to become with everything. But as of right now, I want to officially, welcome you aboard. I don't want to overwhelm you with anything. So like I said, just download the app and then sign off on the subscription terms whenever you're ready. And then we'll circle back with you on Wednesday and we'll walk you through it step by step and get everything going. Okay. I'm telling you, if you give this thing two months, you'll never use any other form of advertising again. I promise. This will be the last thing you use. Maybe you will get more Google Guarantee later, but you won't ever leave Google. Google is the best way to market.
Okay, no, well, I hope so. You know, if in case don't work for me for getting more customer, at least I have the pace and everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I set you up with like a win-win situation, because you didn't even exist as a business. But we want you to get those customers so that way you keep coming back each month. That's our business, you know? We want people
so
to
you say
back.
You're going to open a Facebook page. I already have my personal page, but
okay.
I put it a lot of you know, even I have my business on my picture profiles.
Yeah.
I have,
we'll look at it, Leo,
it's a business.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know you're saying personal. So, like, if you do business on your personal one, we're not going to want to duplicate any listings. Like, we don't want you to have two Facebook pages, but we do want you to have one page that's just the business, not your personal stuff. And then we're going to run ads. It's Facebook ads. So it gets marketed to people who either are looking for a landscaper or have looked for a landscaper or any of your services. You'll start popping up to them. Have you ever seen those little like pop-ups on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be like that. You say, oh, did you get your landscaping needs resolved? Call Leo's Landscaping. It'll have like a little ad that we create for you. So we create all of those. We have a whole team of guys that are going to be running the Facebook ads for you, try to get you customers that way too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, thank you again for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me your trust and an opportunity to start a business relationship with you long term here. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know you got a long work day tomorrow, but we'll be circling back with you on Wednesday to do the client interview. And then I texted you my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if you do have any
and
questions.
And then you say you want me to send you the logo and all the pictures that what we do to the email that you send me?
Yeah, photos@localsplash.com. Mm-hmm. I texted it.
Okay,
to you.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, have a good night then. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.